Hey, what's up, everybody? Juan Martinez, a.k.a. Dr. Love.
And I'm Stephanie Martinez-Reyes.
And you've just joined us on This Is Real.
So imagine the prisoner, the inmate, or anybody on social media are listening to this, and you're suffering. You're going through maybe something with health, or maybe something, your freedom's been taken, and you're like, how long do I got to go through this, God? And maybe 12 years or does seem like life. Maybe 2 years does. Maybe 49 seems like forever, eternity to you. Yeah. My encouragement to you guys listening is it's not the end. It's not over. Even in the midst of your suffering, there's so much that God can do. We think about Joseph, who went through his seasons of being accused and being
sold
in prison. But his obedience, it unlocked miracles. His obedience, it unlocked favor. So even in the midst of you doing time, or you might just be going through a health thing this season, trust God in your suffering. Learn to worship him in your suffering. It's beautiful when you can worship. You're like, I don't feel like worshiping. But when you worship, that's your water in a wilderness.
And sometimes I feel like, I'm not saying this will happen all the time, but when you submit and say, you know what, I'm going to suffer because you suffered. You know, sometimes that's all it takes for him to be like, bet. Now.
Oh, yeah, no, he got you. Like, he got you.
In Polanski, we were in this, I ran into this dude who's like, I'm Islam and I'm a leader.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm giving my life to Christ.
Yeah.
And he's saying, but I'm suffering because they're persecuting me and all these things is happening. Mm-hmm. And I said, bro, do you know he suffered for you? Mm-hmm. And he was just looked at me and I said, so he suffered for you. Are you willing to suffer for him?
Yeah, that's good.
And he just put his head down. I said, maybe this is the season that he's taking you for you to suffer for him like he suffered for you, just so he can glorify you.
That's
because
fire.
This is only temporary.
That's
the
fire.
Moment that it's like you said, we partake in this cup of glory when we partake in this cup of suffering.
That's good.
But sometimes we're not willing to take that cup, and we have to. That's the part of dying to self. You know what I mean? Like,
take this cup.
We got two cups. Hey, what about you? What are you? Because I heard you earlier talk about anger and stuff. Is that kind of what you've been on, or something else? And you also want to talk about anger?
Yeah,
as well?
But I think for the anger with me this season and impurity, God's been showing me is like, anger is not a sin. It's just what you do with it.
Yeah,
you know. And so
how
there's
it leads
things.
You, right?
There's things that I be angry about, man. And I be like, okay, man, I got the angry, and God is like, just don't sin on it. You know what I mean? Like. Come to me.
Does Ernesto get you angry?
Nah, that's my brother. I love
him. Hey, he was in the holy. He couldn't even joke with it. No, he's fine. Now, Johnny, on the other hand.
The truth is that the psalmist wrote, if it was King David or one of them, it was like, in my distress, I cried out to the Lord. So he says, in my distress, like I was feeling a certain way, and I cried out to you. So I think in the time that you're angry, talk to God. You know, ask God to channel your emotions through the Bible. Let it filter. Let it line up with Scripture. Like, okay, don't let it become unhealthy. But this bothers me, God. You know, and if you do that, you won't make a mistake. You won't say the wrong thing to the wrong person. Husbands won't and wives won't go cross those lines in anger because you understand. I'm angry, but I'm not going to go there and just let it divide our family. Or maybe it's at work, or maybe it's in your cell, whatever it is. Like, deal with that anger in a healthy way, so your heart to be pure and God to honor you. You know what I mean?
That's good. I always tell people, out of control emotions tend not to produce God honoring results.
Yeah.
So if you're, you know, it's not that. I feel like emotions are an indicator of what's going on in your heart. Mm-hmm. So like when you get angry, it's okay that's indicating that, but you can't be led by those feelings.
Yeah.
So at some point you got to be led by your faith, right?
It should almost kind of compel you to see within.
Yeah.
Like, why am I angry?
Yeah.
What's being angered? You know?
Because sometimes not even the other person.
Yeah, it's just
sometimes
you.
It's you. It's like, offense, you're tired, pride, whatever. Yeah. Like, it could be 10 million things.
Yeah. But imagine, we were talking about earlier, imagine suppressing that anger for years, months, and then all of a sudden the littlest thing you ain't even supposed to go there, and you go there because you're like, I should have dealt with this.
Stephanie goes right now, why? We're like, what's going on? How do you deal with your anger? Do you get angry?
I agree with what Pastor Ernesto was saying. You know, just because, I mean, anger is one emotion, but really what the root of that is, you know, something deeper. Mm-hmm. So you could be having a need that's not being met. Maybe you're feeling lonely. Maybe you're feeling insecure or any of those things. And so I feel like it goes further than just the anger. Maybe you're jealous, right? That's why your wife is always fighting with you or whatever the case is. And so it's like, okay, what is actually leading me to get to the emotion of anger. And let me find out how I can get to fill that need or remove that sin, right? Maybe it's something that's not of God. Maybe it's not a need. Maybe it's a want, a desire, a lust, or something like that. And so, yeah, I mean, obviously I get angry, you know, and I agree with Brian. No, it's what you do with it, you know? And sometimes even like what you're saying, it's not sinning there, right? Because we think because we put Christianese on it that we can justify, oh, well, can you believe what that brother did? And can you believe that pastor did this and that? And so, oh, it's wrong because we think we're God and we're the judges.
Yeah.
But I get it. We hear things and stuff happens all of the time. You know, I mean, being in a church is just, I don't know. Yeah. It's just one of those things where you're kind of like, it's the same issue all of the time, but it's new to that person. Yeah. But really it's a core issue that a lot of people struggle with, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, you can get to that place of like, oh man, I can't believe this is happening over and over again. But it's just like, no, because you know what I mean?
All day long. Like I know a brother that, because think about it, this brother would get really angry, right? Great brother. Mm-hmm. He would get really angry because growing up, they used to get, like, they used to call him names, right? Like, let's say they call him a name. And in the future, like, if we were joking with him and we said something and we were just joking, we really weren't throwing at him, that would trigger him and he would get really angry. And it's like, bro, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Right? But it had nothing to do with us joking with him and having fun. It had everything to do with all these years of taking it, like you were saying, all these years of taking it. Now we're like, oh man,
you know what I just said?
Yeah, they're like, but you're just joking.
What sucks is that I feel like, especially with our culture as men, we were never asked to express our feelings. And even if you showed some sort of implication that you were having feelings, you were considered a punk or weak. So all we could do was either suppress or numb, fight, drink, have sex. So the fact that
express our feelings through R&B,
through different avenues,
dice games.
But we never said, hey, I'm angry.
Yeah.
Or you upset me right now. What that did hurt my feelings. So
we didn't know how to communicate.
Exactly. And that's part of the situation and the problems that we have now. You have a bunch of grown men who can't tell other people or their wives or anybody in their life that, hey, I'm upset right now. Yeah. I need 5 minutes or I need 10 minutes and have a conversation.
They're like, what's wrong with you? We could talk about it. They're like, because that happened. Remember that one time?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to express my feeling. What's wrong with you? Who are you? Like, why are you trying to be? And it's like, no, that's what Jesus would do.
I remember God revealed something to me, man. It was maybe like 2 months ago. And I was on I was preparing for a word for Sunday. And he took me back to a place where I was, I got kicked out, not only my grandma's house, just the other house that I went to was a family member. I would out wear my welcome. And I would have, so I never felt like, how long am I gonna be here? Like, when they're gonna get tired of me eating the food out the fridge? Like, when they're gonna get tired of me staying here? And so God was dealing, and he reminded me, like, I have always welcomed you with me, and I will never forsake you or tell you leave. And so the love, because he's put a love in my heart for people, right? Like, I accept, I get the knuckleheads, I get the weirdos, everybody, and I love them because I relate to them.
Like, ta-da.
I literally, in my heart, like, I love to make room for other people, you know? And I thank God for that, because there was something that bothered me. Like, I never knew where I was welcomed at, even with family sometimes, you know? And I thank God that for anybody listening, if that was you, like, God makes room for you, amen, man. He made room for me. He makes room for you. You're welcome with him. If don't nobody else want to welcome you, Jesus welcomes you, man. And so it was beautiful to just see that, like, hey, even in this midst, while I'm preparing for this word, you're healing me. Amen. You know, and you're showing me what you're healing me from. Jesus, because why would you take me to a place where I didn't even know that it affected me, and then start reminding me what you're doing with me? You know what I mean?
139.
All day long. And sift, you know,
my heart.
He prepared a table. Like, it's interesting because you read the prodigal, you know, we always think about the knucklehead, but even the Pharisee, he was inviting.
The brother.
The guys that wanted to kill him, like, he knew that these guys would kill him later, right? But the older brother, right? He's basically that whole thing where the older brother was upset and didn't want to come in. He welcomes him to that table too, the drunkard, the prostitute, the religious guy. Like, everybody's welcome to that table. It's not just like a select few, you know, the homosexual guy. He's invited to the table.
Yeah, you just got to take a seat. And then you got to partake.
Everything. Because, you know, especially the guys in prison, I know sometimes it's like different charges mean different things. No, the worst charge in there, he's invited to the table too. Yeah.
Amen.
He's invited to the table too.
With the felonies.
Even the felons that don't, because, you know, there's brackets, right? Like, oh, man, you're in with a younger girl or something. It gets
The worst charges.
The worst, they're like, yeah, let me see your papers, you know, and then they're going to get beat up. At some point, because we talked about that, because we had somebody on the show that went through that, and he's on fire for the Lord and all that. And I, for the first time, I had this thought. I never had this thought, but because the guy was like, he opened up about his charge. And he's like, man, it's been rough. He goes, when I got out, my wife, she basically had a house for me. You know, we put the money all there, and then we found out that I couldn't move in there, right? So he's still going through it, even though for years now he's been saved. And I had this thought, and I was like, wow. Like right now, that's the past. And don't bring up my past, right? But not him. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that guy...
He's exempt.
It kind of sucks. Like, the more I started thinking about it, I was like, wow, they're going to always, like, oh, what was it? Oh, yeah, you. It's like you're charged. Imagine, oh, you sold drugs. But they don't do that for anything else except for that guy.
Yeah.
Which I get, you know, but at the same time, I think it kind of sucks that you got to face your past.
Every time.
For the rest of your life, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So you don't ever get to do, like, oh, I'm putting those things behind me. I guess you can in here. But you got to build up some strong skin, right? Like, you got
to
get...
Because if you're having a bad day, that could probably be what triggers you to be like, you know what?
Forget it. Because there's guys that wrote us letters that have those kind of charges that are like, hey, I'm about to get out. Like, what do I do? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that's an actual concern, right? They're like, I love the Lord. I'm on fire for the Lord. But no matter where I go, the minute I open up on a testimony, and they're like, you went with a what? A younger girl. And it's like... The unpardonable sin, right? Yeah. It's like, he's like, yeah, but I've been, let's say, clean from that for 12 years now, man. I'm married. You know, I got kids. And it's like, which I think kind of sucks. I think we got to get better at that. You know, I think using discernment and wisdom, right?
Well, I always I tell guys, God, all the time when I'm dealing with those situations, like, God, let me see them through your eyes in the situation. Mm-hmm. So when you have people looking through human eyes and not the Father eyes, blind eyes receive sight, man. They're never going to see, hey, you deserve another chance.
Yeah,
hey, it's distorted. God can heal that, save you from the power of that sin. Like, so... Man, so I just pray that this world will you know, even though the whole world ain't gonna, but I pray that God will open people's eyes and be like, hey, man, I'm a new creation. He's a new creation. Amen. You know what I mean? Like, God's changed his heart. And so that just comes with the favor. You live pleases the Lord,
heartbeat.
He make them people be at peace with you.
Oh, facts.
Right?
Yeah. He'll make we just got to get better. I think we got to get better at that. I think as humans, we put things in boxes like, this is really bad.
I did a lot with those situations. I got to see a lot of people know when they want to come to the home and different things because of the charges.
Yeah.
But I try to always remember, like, hey, like, if I find myself feeling a certain way, I'd be like, oh, okay, that ain't heaven. So God, give me eyes to look at it. So it's just the eye. Oh, no, totally. It's just the eyesight. Give me eyesight.
All day
you
long.
Know what I mean?
All day long. Yep. What have you been on? What you been on? What you been on? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know supplements.
Protein, creatine. BCAAs.
Look at April over there. Man. She's like, what kind?
Planet Fitness memberships, everybody.
You know, man, I was showing Brian the scripture yesterday in Hebrews. And it says, it is clear that they could not enter into their inheritance because they wrapped their hearts in unbelief.
Mm.
You know, and how much times do we miss what God has for us? Because we don't, not only because that we're being disobedient, but just because we don't believe.
God had to kill out a whole generation, right?
Well, even, you know, like one time he was
talking. Yeah, he had to kill out a whole generation.
What was it, Zechariah, who he muted?
Zechariah. I think so.
He muted him because of his unbelief.
Mm.
He doubted. So how much of us are being.
Oh, yeah, with John and all that, right?
Yeah, like how many of our voices are being muted because of our doubt? Of something that God has said, this is for you. I'm promising you this.
But think about it, millions. If you just think about it, the children of Israel, just in the whole wilderness experience, right? The whole 12 spies, only two believed the report.
Yeah.
Right? So think about it. These are all leadership.
That's crazy.
This is all leadership. This is not like, regular dudes. This is all 12 are leaders.
Yeah.
So beware of the leader that has unbelief.
Yeah.
Even that's a lesson, yeah. right? Because all these 10 leaders are like, oh, man, we can't. You know, there's giants in the land. There's this, that, this. Only two leaders are like, God gave this to us. Let's get in there. You know, we're going to eat them for breakfast, you know, type thing. And because of that unbelief, he had to restart again with Joshua and Caleb and a whole new generation. So think about it. Millions of people didn't enter the promised land who were under 10 leaders who were God's people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it'd be, you're like, oh, it's the heathens. No, no, no. God's people, 10 leaders, millions of people, because they're like, they don't have unbelief, so these people don't have unbelief, and they all listen.
Yeah. And it, for me, it was more in the sense of like, because sometimes I feel like we get to a place where we're like, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not active in action, sinning, but am I full of unbelief? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is there an area in my life that I'm not believing?
Oh, totally.
That's part of my inheritance? That is? You know, is that keeping me from what God has for me? And I might not be feeling that I'm not progressing because I'm not sinning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But your heart full of unbelief?
Is
facts, yeah.
I mean, but was it the actually, dad that was like, forgive me for my unbelief,
heal? Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think we have moments.
Speaks
I think
a lot lifestyle, to community, though. Too, you know, of like who you're around, who you lend an ear to, who you're in constant fellowship with. I think those things, they can't just be happenstance. Like, it has to be intentional. Of like, if you know, let's say you struggle with, you know, unbelief, then you're not finding the crowd that's a yes man to say, man, you're right, and this and that. You're going to people, and you're going to surround yourself by people that are going to challenge that thinking and correct you, right, whenever your mind goes that way.
And
your
decision. We avoid that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you got to get to a place where you actually welcome that. But that's what wise counsel is about and all that, right? And I think it's really, I mean, I think it's just an important thing, like, hey, I'm going to go, and this person might tell me something the opposite. Yeah. But really, that's a friend. That's actually a real dude. Because if everybody's just agreeing, and you could share, like, it could take your destiny like that. Because you could be like, yo, I feel like God. And it might be too big for this person.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, bro, nah. And then you start hearing that. And then before you know it, because there was the season, I tell you that, there was a couple guys that later opened up and like, yeah, we don't read our Bibles. And in this season, when I was reading my Bible, I was consuming, right? And because they were in church most of their life, right? I literally was like, I started questioning what I was reading, because then I'm like, man, you've been in church. Yeah. I didn't know, right? I'm like, man, these guys been in church their whole life, so they must know, and I don't know. That season was so hard for me.
Wow. Yeah.
Because I wouldn't move in what God was telling me, because these guys who've been in church, right? Then I hear them share a testimony. They're like, we don't even read our Bibles. And I'm like, what? And what a season to learn that, right? Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm listening to these dudes that have opinionated Bible verses.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because they just caught it off of reels or whatever, and they're just giving me opinion. And I'm like, man, maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I'm unstable in all my way. I'm like, I thought I read it right, you know? But, I mean, it's funny, but look at how quick.
Yeah.
And that lasted for like a year.
Well, a lot of it influences, too. Like, if you feel unworthy, or you come from a background where you feel like this is cap, that fuels your unbelief.
Cap.
Yeah, like
as a lie or as a stop. Like a stop. Thank you. Yeah. I just wanted to, you know, maybe somebody that's not watching, they're just listening, and they're like, is that a lie?
We want to thank all of our partners who support us. Because of you, This Is Real has a tremendous reach from Houston to Galveston and up to the Austin area.
This show reaches over 100 prisons nationwide, with over 500,000 inmates tuning in weekly to hear the good news through our radio show and the Pando app.
To partner with us, visit JuanMartinez.tv or download the free Get Rap TV app.
No, like the ceiling, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So even that influences. Yeah.
And I laugh when you said wise counsel, you know, because a lot of times we encounter the people who pick and choose.
Their
you
counsel.
Know,
which,
that's
not wise counsel.
I was laughing, right? Because then you like, you filter the truth, or you try to, you know, you water it down, and you're like, oh, well, this person, right, maybe you did go and you didn't like the answer they gave you, so you're like, all right, let me go see. Well, this else. Other Pastor Nesto, what you think, Brian? And then, but you know, the story keeps changing every single time until you get the answer that you're seeking, and then you're like, all right, cool, seal of approval,
confirmation,
they told me here.
I think wise counsel should be a small group. I notice, like, people will do that, they go over here, and then like okay, you gave them the word, but instead of listening, they go over here. Mm-hmm. And they said the same thing, but they're looking for that one that's like, yeah, you know, maybe a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And then so that it could almost bring comfort to their comfort.
What is the dating thing? The serial dating or something like that, where they go on like
that.
Yes, it's not hopper. Cereal. I can't think of what it's called. It's the wrong word, hopper. But I feel like that's what happens.
We need help from the audience. Anybody single out there? Single dating, cereal.
Speed dating.
Whoa, hey, look at, hey, hey, hold up. Hey, we're April. Speed dating, April, right? With the answer. Wow. Let's go to for April.
Speed dating.
Wow.
Next.
Good.
But that's what happens.
Hey, look at Johnny right now. He's like, April, do tell more about this.
But I feel like that's what you know, people do, because you don't spend enough time to actually get to the deep root of, you know, who you are and what you struggle with. So you're like, oh, I didn't like what that pastor said. Well, I didn't like his advice there. Yep. Or I didn't like, you know, her accountability. And so you're just next. Like you said, next, you know.
You don't feel it through truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep. Or, yeah, it's deep. it's just a current, it's a problem. It's a problem, and it's everywhere. And it's like, dude, like, why not just have the conversation with the few people that are trusted, that have fruit, that actually have a good report from the Lord, and let those people speak into your life? I think that's important.
Yep.
Okay. So, you have a song.
Special.
Oh, yeah. Let's
do. We got something special.
Man, come on. Let's do something. What do you call it on yours?
The what? Heavy hitter of the week?
No, you said you do something different now. You show a video. What do you call it?
Oh, when we do Yo Real TV Raps.
Man, it's Yo Real TV Raps with Brother Brian, man.
Hold up.
Stephanie Ray.
Martinez.
DJ Rave.
Don't check my husband that way.
Martinez Rave, a.k.a. Rave.
We'll call him DJ Rave.
He's like, he'll call you later.
Yeah, let's do it raw, man. Let's worship. Go ahead, man of God. You tuning in live, turn it up a little. Sing it till you make me strong. Sing it till you make me strong. To the day that I'm gone. Speaking in my heavenly tongue. Speaking in my heavenly tongue. I repent for my wrong. Sing it till you make me strong. Sing it till you make me strong. To the day that I'm gone. Speaking in my heavenly tongue. Speaking in my heavenly tongue. I repent for my wrong. Lord, I know you see me stuck. Lord, I know you see what's up. You can clean this up. Come and clean me up. The only one to clean my cup. You can clean my cup. Lord, I know you see me stuck. Lord, I know you see what's up. You can clean this up. Come and clean me up. You the only one to clean my cup. You can clean this cup.
Even in the wilderness.
Hands up, where you at?
Tell them worship is my water. Even in the wilderness, I come to worship you, my Father. Even in the wilderness, tell them worship is my water. Even in the wilderness,
yeah,
I come to worship you, my Father.
Hey, look, you cut me just to heal me. You break me just to build me. You empty me to fill me. I said, Jesus, I feel you near me. You cut me just to heal me. You break me just to build me. Said you empty me to fill me. Yo, I said, Jesus, I feel you near me. I don't wanna hurt my wife again. I don't wanna push my fam away. I don't wanna leave my kids alone. Like where my daddy at today, he ran away. Hey, why you think I fight for mine? Why you think I cry for mine? I'ma strive for mine. Gave me sight when my eyes are blind. Gave me light when you see me dying every single time. Why you think I fight for mine? Why you think I strive for mine? I'ma cry for mine. Gave me sight when my eyes are blind. Gave me light when you see me dying every single time. Sing it till you make me strong. Sing it till you make me strong. To the day that I'm gone. Speaking in my heavenly tongue. Speaking in my heavenly tongue. I repent for my wrong. Sing it till you make me strong. Sing it till you make me strong. To the day that I'm gone. I'm speaking in my heavenly tongue. Speaking in my heavenly tongue. I repent for my wrong. Lord, I know you see what's up. Lord, I know you see me stuck. You can see this, yo. Yeah, come and clean me up. The only one to clean my cup. You can clean my cup. Lord, I know you see me stuck. Lord, I know you see what's up. You can clean this, yo. Yo, come and clean me up. He's the only one to clean your cup. Let him clean your cup. You cut me just to heal me. You break me just to build me. You empty me to fill me. Tell him, I said, Jesus, I feel you near me. You cut me just to heal me. You break me just to build me. You empty me to fill me. Yo, I said, Jesus, I feel you near me.
Even in the wilderness,
wherever you at right now,
tell them worship is my water.
Even your obedience is your bread, you hear me? Listen,
I come to worship you, my Father. Even in the wilderness,
you tuning in?
Tell them worship is my
Pastor
water.
Pastor Wong, Stephanie Ernesto, Brother Brian,
yeah.
KMF, Jesus loves you, wherever you at right now. Trust him, surrender. Hey, if you're suffering right now, suffer with the right heart posture, submit. God loves you. It's not the end of your story. It's not the end of your road. Check it out. Your journey with Jesus is beautiful, man. Your chapter to the next thing, it's going to be beautiful, man. It's nothing what you think. Everything in your character going to be heaven-like. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Yo, hey, tell him, you cut me just to heal me. You break me just to build me. You empty me to fill me. Listen, I said, Jesus, I feel you near me. Amen. Amen. Come on, live with DJ Ray and Nesto Ness.
Right, Stephanie, you're up.
God loves you.
You cut me just to... Oh, you cut me.
You cut me. You cut me.
I got a paper cut.
Oh, my God.
And let me
that
tell you,
so good.
You know, sometimes when we're ministering and all that, you know, I guess I was sitting here and just kind of watching you a little bit. And I love the fact how you kind of like, you're rapping, but I feel like you're worshiping. Like, you know, right. I'm seeing you kind of worship, you know. Right now I'm like, man, you know, he's really feeling that song, you know. And I always told you this. I would love to see like a devotion. I would like to see something that kind of like explains why you wrote the song. Obviously there's lyrics there, but what place were you in when you wrote that?
Oh, man, it was in a place of... Well, I felt like God, I just felt like having a clean cup was important. And I felt like the wilderness God was taking me to, man. Like I said, my last prison crusade, I came home, it was an empty house, you know? And it was like, God, I just need to be clean with you and right with you. And in my wilderness, God was saying, your obedience is gonna be my bread, your bread, and your worship is gonna be the water that you need when you're thirsty. So just worship me and obey me, and I'll keep you fed and content in this season that you're going through, so you can come out to this next land of promise of something better. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I was at. Like, okay, well, let my cup be clean, because you see yuck inside of me, deal with it. You know what I mean?
I love that.
And I'm just gonna submit to whatever you say. And I did, and God brought me out of it. You know what I mean? And in the midst of that, the song is what was making me stronger, even when I didn't feel like it. Like my strength was from the joy of the Lord. Like I said, if you're suffering, man, when you worship, it does something.
Amen.
And the enemy doesn't want you to worship. He only wants you to worship when things are good for you.
It's a weapon.
You know, when marriage is good and the bank account look good. But when things are crazy and you feel attacked, and it's like, that's when your worship means so much more. Can you still lift your hands and say, thank you, God?
Amen.
Yeah. So, man, because you went through the season too, like, with your face thing and all that, which you're looking incredible.
Well, my face dry. I look like he got four eyes, two face. Finally got a new face. Every time I look into the mirror, I see Wu face.
Yeah. How you wrote something then too, right?
Oh yeah, This Too Shall Pass. Yeah.
This Too Shall Pass.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Man, I woke up and I actually was out with this boy. Yeah. We did prison. I had an earache, and I was in the back.
So
like,
you did
I was
that.
Hurting.
Yeah, that's it.
I was hurting, man, and I was like, man, and then I was on the plane. I was like, it was hurting till like tears were coming out my eyes, and so as soon as I landed,
went to the hospital.
I went straight to the emergency room, and they gave me ear medicine. And it was still in pain. Then I go back, and they're like, you got shingles in your ear. And I'm like, in my ear.
Yeah.
And so they said, yeah, it happens. People, everyone has it, but it's
dormant
to stress. Yeah. And I was like, oh man. And I was overwhelmed with life.
Yeah.
But I thought I was doing good but the word impressed
me. Well, that was all one season, right? Because I remember the season walking with you, you know, like all of that was one season. Like that happened. The thing with Monty happened. It was like
everything.
Just a conglomerate of things.
But it was God giving me rest, because it started messing with my nerves. And like, man, I wouldn't have not stopped, man. You know, I wouldn't have stopped podcasting.
We were like holding you like this, and you were dragging us.
So God literally messes my nerves where I can't even speak. I'm like, this part dropped, man. And so I low key noticed when I ordered some breakfast and I started chewing. I was like, what the heck? right? And so I get up and I look, and I was like, man, I started crying, man. My eyes got watery.
Because that's a, my a life. Moment like that where you, this is what you use?
Man, this is what I use. I talk. I'm like, oh, my God, what the heck? Mm-hmm. And so and then I started smiling. I was like, Lord, I'm supposed to be in a wheelchair, a bullet in my head. Yeah. I said, if this is it, I said, man, thank you, God. And so I was even content for the rest. I was grateful for the rest.
That's dope.
Yeah, I was so happy when that pain went away. I never felt that pain. That was a bad pain in my ear.
And so God restores everything, huh? The face, the marriage,
and it came fast everything. Too. Yeah, some people don't never come back from that. Like it takes longer, and he gave it right back fast. So, and I remember I was writing and my face was drumming like, Lord, I'll go preach like this if you want me to. And God was like, dang, you just don't learn. I gotta drop the other side of the face. Yeah.
He's on the ground. He's on the ground like coming to the stage like this.
He loves you.
Hold the mic, bro.
They're sitting there, what is he saying?
Yeah. Man, just to him, man.
Julian.
But the song I wrote was This Too Shall Pass.
This Too Shall Pass. Yeah. How's that go?
I forget. There's so many songs.
You're like, I'm like, on the spot. You're like, it passed. I'm on a new one. Because you wrote another one just recently, the brother one, right?
Free my little brother.
Yeah. Brother, what's that about? Brother.
That wasn't actually, people think it's not actually about freeing an inmate. Yeah. I was actually saying free my people in bondage of sin. Mm-hmm. It was free my little brothers. It could be sister, whatever, but I was just saying.
So you didn't put the sister in there?
I mean,
because Stephanie did look at what's you right up, now, brother? Like, hey, what's up, bro?
We're still bound.
Be my little sister.
It's not for women, it's men only.
And we all have people that we see in bondage, and we're like, man, God, free them.
Yes.
And so that's what it was, like, free my peoples, man. Free my little.
Yes, you dropped a video for that and all that.
I actually was on my way to the airport to drop my nephew off and woke up, and that song was on my, like, I literally was in my dream. With another brother, and God was, I was rapping it. And so when I woke up, I was getting dressed, and I was like, free my little brother. It would not leave. I was like, and I was telling Monty, I said, man, God, I got a song in my dream, just the same way my movie came. I was like, it should, and I just kept singing it. So as soon as I dropped them off, I went straight to the studio, turned on the studio, free my little brother.
That's fire. Yeah, because in that season, I was trying to stop Ernesto, because he was like, I'll go out there and lip sync for him. And I was like, bro, what are you talking about?
His shoulders ain't big enough. Chi-Chi, I love you, baby.
Hey, man, if you could talk into the camera and maybe talk to some of the people, what would be a word that you would give them today as we close out?
Today, draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Wherever you're at, man, if you're thirsty, if you're tired, if you're exhausted, and, you know, you see the, you hear our testimony, you see something in us, like countenance or maybe a hope we got, and you're like, I want that. You can have that. Today, draw near, whatever that looks like. If it's you letting go of a habit, letting go of a relationship that's unhealthy and saying, God, I'm going to hold on to you the way I hold on to these things. I encourage you, man, that you won't regret it. The only thing you regret is you didn't do it sooner. So submit to God, surrender, because your obedience is going to be a blessing to the ones you love. Your obedience is going to be a blessing to the ones around you, because the quicker you get filled up and healed, God's going to use you to help heal them. So, man, so don't be discouraged. Be encouraged, man, that even if you got to walk this narrow path by yourself this season, I don't know. Maybe God's going to bring godly friendship into your life. But if it's just you this season, you, the Holy Spirit, I went through a wilderness like that. Just me and God. And, man, I know him to be true. He's faithful. He's true. The word of God is true. Remember the scripture said? It's true. Everything he said is eternal.
Yeah, entirety.
Yeah, it's entirely true. So you could trust him, man. You could trust him with your tears, your pain. And so just draw near, closer to God today.
What you got to lose? You know what I mean? Like, if you're listening to this behind the cell, like, you tried everything else.
All right. I don't know. Usually we're like, hey, what's the final word? But I want to ask you something. What did you learn in that season for the guy that's kind of moving too fast or stressed? Well, like, because obviously God teaches us things, right?
Yeah.
And so you wrote a song about it and all that. But what are you learning? Because we're all constantly growing, right? So you come out of that season, probably like want to jump back. And God's like, no, I taught you this. So, keep moving like this.
What I learned is listen to Juan Martinez. Because he's been telling me for years. He's been telling me for years to calm down, and I didn't.
Maybe he knows something.
Thanks a lot, Juanny.
That's the truth right there.
Yeah. Maybe he might
know something. I'm constantly challenging.
Juan's one of my mentors, and he if anybody stayed on me about schedule and about balancing priority, it's been Juan. Always very consistent with it.
He's like, that's why I don't want to talk to him right now.
We were talking about our flyer. We were like, the flyer would be like 2027. He'd be like, do.
They added days to the calendar.
Oh, no. I was seeing. I'm like, we're like in 2022, no, but it's like 2024. I think
the last time you came, we had the same conversation with, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name, your brother-in-law.
Twan.
Yeah.
Like, I'm everywhere this year. I'm here this year, next year. Who's married?
Now you see me.
Who has a birthday?
What'd you learn? What would you tell somebody, right? Because here's the thing.
This is what it is. If you're in ministry, you don't want to win all the souls in this world and not win the souls in your household.
That's good.
So, and you don't want to say no to what God has for you either. So it has to be a balance. You have to know when God says go. You know, we talked about that yesterday. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm just taking Ruthie with me because we know the assignment on my life is to win souls, but it's not to hurt my wife in the process, and it's not to make them resent the ministry. So just include your loved ones, include your family in the plans that God has for your life, and so you guys are moving at the same pace in agreement. And just trust God, man. It's okay to let God be God, whether you're gonna be at the event or whether you're gonna be leading the church. Like, God's still gonna show up wherever his believers lift his name, you know. So it's just not about one person. Let the body be the body, let God be God, and it feels good to rest in him and know that he's in control, you know.
Hey, because we got that new song coming out. They traded the work of the Lord for the Lord. They traded the work of the they traded the Lord
for the work of the Lord. The Lord.
Bars.
Sir? Hey, when he
when you said had me out till 4 in the morning.
when you said that yesterday, I looked at y'all like, that's a song. Yeah. That's a song.
It's what we do though. Right, we trade it. We kind of trade it. We trade it. I was like, that 4 in the morning.
I'm gonna say it.
I can say it.
Mangoes, baby.
Mango, baby.
Oh my
God. And you guys are amazing, man. I love you guys big time, man. Thank you so much for tuning into Real People. This is real.
This is real.
Morning. Get real, people.
Get real.
Get real. It's real. For real.
Been real.
Stay real.
God's real.
Oh, my God. Real people, real problems, real solutions. Thank you so much, ISI, for your partnership and all who partner with us to make this possible. Thank you to all the real ones watching and tuning in every week. Peace.
And that's a wrap.
Thank you. This is Real Family for joining us. You can be a part of the crew by following us on social media or writing us at PO Box 671-626, Houston, Texas 77267.
And don't forget, stay real.